Imagine being a young artist, bursting with creativity, but unsure of how to navigate the challenges of the industry. For many talented individuals, this is a reality. Fortunately, programs such as ArtKeeper are changing the game in support of local and emerging artists. This program, run by the Home of the Arts, provides a collaborative and creative space, giving young artists a jumpstart into the industry. Producer and local sector at the Home of the Arts, Ashley Wheeler, states this program not only provides a space for artists, but is also considered as a job.
So we wanted to design a program that supported artists with that consistency of work, but we also hope sort of beyond that, that the program has a message that art making is work, like plumbing is work and nursing is work, and life will work as we think that artists deserve income security.
For all emerging artists out there, Wheeler emphasises having a high profile is not a requirement when applying.
And one of the beauties of the program is that it's a job. So as long as you have Australian working rights, you're eligible to apply. Three of the four of our artists in the last cohort actually consider themselves emerging or early career. So it's certainly an opportunity that emerging artists can apply for, you know, and I would really encourage them to do that.
Local musician known as Cold Ghost is just one of the many success stories emerging from the ArtKeeper program. Cold Ghost reflects on his experience.
Just having an organisation believe in your project was really fantastic, because often when you are doing it by yourself, you're doing it on your own time and you haven't got a bit of that feedback to sort of throw ideas. All these artists are taking these big risks and investing so much time to sort of get their art out, and it really takes the audience to keep that momentum going.
Deputy Director of Research for the Queensland Conservatorium, Dr. Alex Callio, is Chair of the National Access for Music for Inclusion and Equity Network. She delves deeper into the role which music education plays in an artist's journey and society.
I think better education and support systems are needed not only to foster a thriving artistic community, but to foster a healthy society. And when there's decades of reliable research that demonstrates music's benefits for social inclusion, school engagement, mental health and well-being, I mean, even young people's desistance from crime, it's kind of baffling that we're not valuing that.
According to Dr. Callio, challenges artists face are not solely due to their craft. There is a need for a more holistic approach to music education.
I strongly believe that we can support local artists and create these vibrant creative spaces in all of our communities by also addressing the barriers that impede access to and participation in the arts for everybody. And I wonder what we might achieve for artists, but also society, if we were to reconceptualise music. I think it would change a lot for artists.
The message is clear. Supporting local and emerging artists as an audience, organisation or educational system is crucial. For audiences passionate about music and art, together we can ensure creativity continues to enrich our lives and communities.